Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin. It's an outreach ministry from Lighthouse Christian Church, and we're just so blessed to be able to bring each and every one of you a topical Bible study each weekday during the week so that you can actually experience the blessing of the Lord in your life. You can learn how to walk in peace like we talked about yesterday, and you can learn to apply biblical principles practically to your life. We want to see you grow and mature and become all that God has called you to be. So I am very blessed today to have with me my same co-host that I had yesterday, and that is Martita Stanton. Martita, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for having me. I love being here with you.
Yeah, for sure. We've done a lot of life together. We talked a little bit more about that yesterday. But, you know, we've been studying the scriptures together for years and years and years. So you guys get to actually experience the blessing of her wisdom and all that God has shown her and taught her. And we've really not tapped into any of your real giftings on the program. We're just kind of we're still dabbling in the shallow end. But in the future, I'm hoping to get you back on the program more and more and actually work more in the prophetic and the giftings that you've operated in. There are some really valuable things inside you I'm looking forward to trying to pull out maybe in the near future.
I will be back. I will love it. And you know, one thing I love about being with you is that we bring the Bible into reality.
Yeah.
To me is, if I read something, it's got to do something for my everyday life.
Right.
And that's what we like, that we discuss how do we apply this to
sure.
make it real every day.
Absolutely.
I don't have to wait until I go to heaven for this. The Bible was written so we apply it to us today, because when we go to heaven, we don't need it.
Right.
We're going to be with Christ.
Right.
We're going to be perfect, healed.
It's all practical application for use in the kingdom as we propagate the kingdom here
yes.
in the earth.
And to nope. bring the blessing, to
yeah.
walk in the love and the peace of the Lord, to enjoy every day of life.
Yeah. Yesterday we talked about walking in the peace of God, and we shared a couple of personal stories, and I think people were inspired by that. But today, I kind of want to shift it a little, and we were like, let's move it over from peace to joy. Because, you know, if you're going to walk in the peace of God, it's going to produce the joy of the Lord in your life. And I think it's a natural progression to talk about these things in that respect. So you got a couple of scriptures maybe?
I want to read.
Talk to us.
I want to read Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Nice.
There is no law against these things. So yesterday we were talking about peace. Today we're going to talk about joy. And
right.
the truth is that they go hand in hand.
Yeah, they're fruits of the Spirit. So as we move into a position of walking in the Spirit, not walking in our soulish realm or our flesh, we can actually experience joy, peace, love.
Let me I want to share something that just came up.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Years ago, I was, I love talking to the Lord, and I talk to the Lord the way I talk to Kevin or to anybody. You know, I talk to him like he's right there next to me. And years ago, I said, Lord, I'm reading in Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit. How do I walk in the Spirit? So he took me to Galatians 5, 22 and 23.
Nice.
And he said, choose to do these things. And little by little, you'll watch and see how you start walking in the Spirit. So as I'm studying this, there goes a day that my husband and I had a disagreement.
Oh, you have disagreements with your husband?
Oh, my gosh.
No way.
This was a, you know, and I don't remember what it was.
It doesn't usually matter.
It, you know, probably something really silly.
Really just venting.
But, yes, so he goes to work, and I started adding lugs to the fire. You know what I mean? So I'm, like, fuming.
Wives actually do that?
Oh,
add
boy.
Add logs to the fire?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry. That was for you, honey.
Yeah. So I'm by myself at home, and I'm thinking about it, and I hear the Spirit go, I thought you wanted to walk in the Spirit. And I was like,
ooh. Yeah, it's like...
So
car skid sound effect.
Yes, it was like a stop sign that I ran into.
Mm-hmm.
So for this will say my age, Fred Flintstone.
Oh,
remember
when he used to
walk back and forth in the house and dig a hole from walking?
Yeah, all the way to the trench.
Yes, so that was me in my living room. I'm walking back and
pacing.
Forth. Pacing. Yes, pacing very quickly. And I'm going, fine. So I started going, I choose to walk in the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness and self-control. I kept repeating this, but I was doing it angrily.
Right,
it wasn't like, ah, it was like, ah. So I'm walking back and forth, and I did this probably for 10 minutes. But as I kept walking, the reality of it started flowing through me. And his peace filled my heart. His joy filled my heart. And it transformed me. And it was amazing because a few minutes after that, my neighbor came at the door, knocked at the door. I opened, and she looked at me. She goes, oh, my gosh, you're glowing. You were spending time with the Lord.
Yeah.
She says, I'll come back later.
She recognized it.
Yeah, she
immediately.
Goes, I don't want to interrupt your time. And she walked away.
Right. You sure it wasn't the trench there on the...
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
And all this sweat that came out. I hope I lost a couple of pounds.
Yeah, right, right.
But it was amazing how the Word, in John 1, it says the Word with God.
Yeah.
Christ is the Word. I was confessing the Word, even though I
didn't feel
like it.
Right.
I was choosing to stand on it, and I was determined to walk on it, and God transformed my heart.
That's so good.
You know
what happens is you know, I don't know if I've shared this on the program or not, but what happens is you know, there's an idea that we have to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, right?
Yes.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing in, you know, we have to... There's a thought process that turns into an imagination that turns into a stronghold in our life, you know?
And then
and
it can
it's
become
good
a
and
reality.
Bad. It can be good. I'm just saying this to say we always put it on the negative. We're like, oh, I have bad thoughts. I have to capture them. No, you can actually put good thoughts and scriptural thoughts into your head. And then what happens, though, is as you repeat them and you meditate on them, they become imaginations. And then they drop down into your core belief system of your heart. And that's why you go to church. Do you realize that, Martita? That you go to church so that you can hear the Word, and faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, because it develops your thoughts. Then your thoughts actually become imaginations, and then they drop into your heart.
And the Word says, renew your mind.
Right. So if you want to have joy in your life, but all of your thoughts are negative, you're always... you know, thinking about this never works out, and then you're speaking those things over your life as well. Oh, it's never going to happen for me. Well, it probably won't if you keep speaking that into
Correct.
Your life. But you got to be able to, you have to know first and foremost that joy is of the Lord. You know, in Romans 14:7, it says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. You know, yesterday we talked about it being in Christ, but you know what? The fruit of the Spirit, which is joy and peace, also are found when you're in the Holy Spirit. You know,
yes.
And the Bible says, walk in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
So if you ask, how do I walk in the Spirit? First of all, when you receive Christ into your life, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you.
Yes.
So now... It's inside of you, the joy, the peace. All that comes from inside of you because God is your joy.
Right.
And it's filled inside of us. So we need to connect to that and choose to do so. And John 15:11 says, I have told you this so that my joy be in you and that your joy may be complete. Your joy is complete through Christ.
That's so good.
Okay?
Being in Him.
Yeah, so I want to say there's a difference between joy and happiness.
Ah.
Okay?
That's interesting.
Yeah, let's not confuse that.
You know, a lot of times we think, I just want to be happy. Do you really?
No, you want to be joyful.
Right.
And from the joy,
the joy
happiness will come out.
Right.
Okay? Happiness is you say a funny joke and you laugh about it.
Right.
And it's coming from the outward. Joy comes from the Lord, and it's from the inward, and it
Nice.
Changes you from inside out.
I've shared that with people before, you know, in counseling and things like that, that happiness is built on things that happen.
Circumstances.
Happy happen to you. And if you aren't happy because things didn't happen the way you thought they would, you know, then you lose your happiness. But you have joy even in the midst of chaos and turmoil and even peace, like we talked about yesterday, because your joy and your peace is in the Lord. It's you being in Christ that gives you that joy, even though what's happening to you that should or should not make you happy or unhappy, you know what I mean, isn't really bringing you to a place of not having joy. Not happy, but you can have joy in the midst of being unhappy.
It's like I was sharing about my daughter being in the hospital and we're playing cards and having fun because the joy of the Lord was inside of us and we were filled with that peace that comes together. And when you have the peace and the joy, it's from inside. It's not decided by your circumstances.
Sure.
It's decided because the Lord put it there.
Yeah. I think one of the greatest things that we can do to experience joy in our life is to live every day by grace.
Yes.
You know, grace is the key to joy. You know, the two words actually go together. They have the same root meaning in the Greek. And to realize that everything that God does in you and through you is by grace rather than working for it and earning it, you know, should be one of the secret weapons, because grace is the secret of joy, knowing and recognizing that you're walking in grace. And, you know, we've seen so many times when, you know, our joy isn't flowing in our life, it's because we're not walking in grace. We fall back into the law or legalistic, you know, kind of attitudes where if I do this, then God will do that. You know, how's there joy in knowing that you're disappointing God rather than walking in grace and knowing that God is always happy with you? He's given you His righteousness. He's given you everything at the cross. So you are not trying to get God to like you by your actions.
No.
We're saved by grace through faith, not of works.
You know, when you have a baby,
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I
know what you
child,
mean.
When you have a child, a little baby, and this baby, let's be honest, what do? They cry.
Yeah.
They go to the bathroom.
Oh, man, do they go to the bathroom.
And they want food.
Absolutely.
And attention.
Yes.
Okay.
Cuddle me.
Yes. But don't you feel joy?
Absolutely.
When that baby turns for the first time, or when that baby falls asleep on you, they don't do anything to earn it.
Yeah.
They're babies. They don't know about, I have to earn my mommy's or my daddy's love.
Right.
They're just born.
Right.
That's how the Lord sees us.
Yeah, I can remember when our first son was born, you know, and I was like, there ain't no way I'm wiping that butt. And I'm not going to do those diapers. There's no way. Man, that baby was born. I looked at him. And I was so in love with that little kid, man, none of it mattered. It was a joy to wipe his butt. It was a joy to have to stay up in the middle of the night and hold him because he was crying or whatever, because of the love that you have. And I think that our joy comes from the Lord, knowing how much He loves us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are so loved. We are
so good. Come on.
Worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have so much value. The Lord created you. You are here because the Lord wanted you here. He wants a relationship with you. He knows how many hairs are in your head, if you have hair. If you don't, that's okay too. But he loves you.
Absolutely.
And the joy comes from that, from knowing that I am his child, that he loves me. He gave his life for me. If I was the only one in this world, he would have died for me.
Sure.
The same thing for you.
Yeah. I think a lot of times we're looking for joy in the wrong places, Martita. We're out there, we're in the world, we're trying to find a career, we're trying to have enough stuff, we're trying, you know, I'll have joy if I have this car, and then we get that car and we still don't find the joy in it. We find a little happiness in it, but then the payments come and we're unhappy to get, you know, we've, it's like it wasn't everything I thought it was going to be. And
we're looking for love in all the wrong places. Wow. We're looking for joy in all the wrong places.
You're singing country music.
That's
now.
Right.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Yeah, that's funny. But it's true, guys. If you're out there and you're listening to us today and you want to have joy, you've got to have joy in Christ Jesus. It's in him. It's just like we said, if you want to have peace, it's in him. You want to have joy, it's in him. It's a fruit of the Spirit. You can't experience true joy without the Holy Spirit and without God being in you.
Inside of you.
And you in him and you doing life together. That's what it's all about.
Remember, joy comes from the inside, not the outside.
Yeah, and you may think you're having joy temporarily in your life, and then but see, real joy doesn't come and go.
No, it stays.
Real joy is rooted in your foundation of who you are in Christ, and you just live your life out of joy. You know, there's times when I'm doing ministry, And it's exhausting. You're running and it's constant and there's so much pull and so much demand on you. But, you know, Jesus even at the cross was fulfilling God's plan for him. And it says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. You see, joy is not necessarily your life looking like this amazing, wonderful thing, because God may be calling you in joy to lay some things down in your life, to give up some things, to move closer to him, to stop watching TV and start reading your Bible to find joy, to, you know, watch your mouth and what you're speaking over your life
to bring joy
into your life, you know?
What we say and what we think on makes such a difference. This week was rough. I have to admit, it was rough, and I walked in the flesh a lot, and then I knew when I was doing it, and and I was like, okay, Martita, you need to walk away, and I did. There was times when I said, I need to take a walk, and then I will walk and just spend some time with the Lord, just a couple minutes. But one time, I came back, and I was sitting there, and a person walked by me. I know her from work, and the Lord just showed her to me. And I just looked at her, and it was the truth. I says, oh, my gosh, when you walk in, you light up the room. She walks in that smile, and it just makes you be joyful, you know. It's her presence, and I just said it to her.
For sure.
And she smiled. She goes, thank you. She walked away. Then she came back. She turned around, and she said, that's the nicest thing anybody has ever told me.
That's amazing.
And I thought, we need to share it. The joy that the Lord gives us is not for us only.
Right. It's to share.
Let's transform instead of going to a place and let that circumstance change us. We have the mighty God inside of us and his peace and his joy. Let's bring that into the place and change the place.
Yeah.
So they can walk and feel the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
You know, and I pray, Lord, fill me with the joy that comes out of my pores, that they feel it and it will be contagious.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. You know, if we're going to see that, you know, happen, we've got to, in many ways in our life, refocus our ambitions. You know, I think that joy comes from knowing Christ, and it comes from knowing him better and better and better. And I see that in you know, Philippians, and it says that I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death. You mean I can be like him in his death and it actually produces joy in my life? Yes, because joy comes from knowing him better and better. And Jesus laid his life down so that we could have joy. So if we look at it that way, then we, as we lay our lives down for others in our lives, are going to find joy as well. I think serving people is one of the greatest accesses to joy that I have in my life, because my number one goal is to know Jesus. And then as I help others know him, it produces joy in my life. And as I know him more, and I know he's a healer, and I know he's a deliverer, and then I bring healing to someone else, I mean, that is one of the greatest feelings ever, when you pray for someone and God heals them through your hands.
Oh my gosh, that is...
It's incredible. We had it happen at our men's group this week.
It is amazing.
You know, God gave me a word of knowledge. You know, one guy's like, it was kind of funny because he said, I said, man, we need to pray for you, don't we? And he's like, do you? And I was like, yeah, your shoulder's bothering you. He's like, whoa. You know, he got real, oh. You know, I says, yeah. And then, you know, the Lord just whispered to me, it's his shoulder, you know. And so we prayed for his shoulder and God healed him. So what the joy that came from that moment of me being in Christ and knowing Christ better and better, and the Holy Spirit better and better, and him giving me a word of knowledge to share with that guy that he had a problem with his shoulder and then got healing his shoulder.
I'm going to throw something real quick.
Yeah.
And being obedient.
Yes. Taking a step.
Because the same way I felt with this lady, it was the Lord that gave me that word for her.
Yeah.
I could have said it or I could have kept quiet.
Sure.
So we need to connect, link in with the Lord. And when he connects and tells us to do something, do it.
Yeah.
And the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Yeah.
And the more it flows.
Absolutely. I want to encourage you guys that are listening out there today that God is speaking to you all the time. You know, a lot of times we don't recognize his voice because we think it's our own thoughts, but it's actually, as you begin to learn the voice of the Lord, you will see that it's not you just having weird, random thoughts about people as they're walking by, but it's actually the Lord trying to prompt you to move towards them and ask them a simple question or
share
break
word.
In and do some dialogue so that ministry can begin to happen. You can do ministry in your workplace. You can do ministry at your kids' ball field. You can do ministry, you know, anywhere you are. I do ministry in the Circle K. I do ministry at Home Depot because I hear the voice of the Lord. And then when I obey that voice and then I make that interaction and then people get touched
yes.
by Jesus through me, I have joy. I walk away from those moments with just some of the most intense joy that I can ever experience in my life, going, God just used me to touch someone's life.
And joy is forever.
It is.
It's not a second or here of joy. It's forever.
Imagine the joy we're going to experience when we get to heaven and we see the difference that our life made in all the other different
yes.
people's lives. Hey, let's take a quick break and talk more about joy in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's Pastor Kevin, and you're listening to Turn the Light On. We've got our special guest, Martita Stanton, here with us today, and she is just lining it out on the joy of the Lord. Man, it's such a blessing to have you here, Martita, on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. It's such a joy to be here. I mean,
it really is
a joy.
You tied that in. I like the way you do that. You're getting good.
Thank you.
So, hey, guys, we hope that you guys out there are enjoying the program. We want to see you grow. We want to see you mature. We want to see you learn to be all that God has called you to be. And we want you to know how to walk in joy and peace. That's why we talked about this for the last couple of days. So, Martita, why don't you, let's just close out with a prayer and just let's reach out to those who are listening right now, and let's speak a blessing over them. Let's speak a prayer over them.
This is our prayer for you. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, Lord, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. Dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful, grow to maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you.
So amazing, guys. Hey, we just believe that prayer over each and every one of you. It's all scripture. We're believing that God is going to help you to grow and mature and become who He has designed you to be, that you're going to have peace, that you're going to have joy in your life. And we're just so grateful for the opportunity to speak into your lives, that you would take a moment and just tune your radio in and listen to two crazy people that love Jesus and just want to talk about Him and talk about the Holy Spirit and joy and peace. That means a lot to us, and we'd love to hear from you out there. If you're out there, contact us. You can reach us at our number at 321-749-7234, or you can email us at testimony@ourlighthouse.net. Would you guys bless us with just a comment or just a moment of just saying, you know what, I really appreciate the joy of the Lord in my life. And we're just so grateful once again to have Turn the Light On as a part of your day and as a part of God's kingdom. We hope that you enjoyed the program, Martita.
We bless you with peace and joy every single day of your life.
God bless you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.